Om Shanti. 15th November 2019, Friday. The essence. Sweet children, the greatest virtue of all is the virtue of peace. Therefore, speak peacefully and stop spreading peacelessness. Sweet children, the greatest virtue of all is the virtue of peace. Therefore, speak peacefully and stop spreading peacelessness. In today's Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, there are certain devotees who are even more peaceful than jnani souls. There are certain devotees who are more humble than jnani. And Baba also quoted the example of Brahma Baba's father, who was teacher, a devotee, and yet very calm, very humble. So the greatest virtue of all is the virtue of peace. Baba said, be the embodiment of all the virtues. Don't go to anyone who is very peaceless. Don't even look at him. Be near to only those souls who are peaceful. And imbibe virtues from everyone. And those who imbibe virtues from everyone, they will blow virtues into other souls. So, the greatest virtue of all is the virtue of peace. When Baba says peace, shanti, he always links it with silence. To remain peaceful means to remain silent. And there is yet another statement in today's Murli where Baba said, by speaking less you can do all your work throughout the day. You need not to speak too much. With scarcity of speech there would be abundance of power. So shun all extra speeches and try to remain as peaceful as possible. Do not spread peacelessness. Try to remain as peaceful as possible. Now when Baba says to remain peaceful, what all things come in our mind? When I say that I am peaceful, means what? Or rather, how to remain peaceful throughout the day? As I said, Baba has linked peace with silence. So, speaking less. And what is the way of speaking less?
Less thoughts.
The moment somebody decides that today I will speak less, he fails. If I decide I have to speak less, it usually doesn't work. So what should be done? There's yet another approach. Be silent. There's another method is thought or decision to listen as much as possible. There's another way, that is increase listening or think that today I have to listen a lot. Suppose two people are talking, A and B. So, B should decide that I have to spend maximum time in listening. So, the silence would be the result. But if he decides I have to speak less, probably he will end up in speaking more. The mind works in exactly the opposite direction. So, give it some other thought. give this thought to the mind that I have to listen more, so automatically remaining silent would be the result of it. So one is to speak less is to remain peaceful. Next, what else? How to remain as peaceful as possible? Soul consciousness or Samana or self-respect. Taking any self-respect and getting situated in it. For example, in today's Murli, in blessing, Baba said, you are a jewel of contentment. If you remain content and everybody is content with you, then you will experience the shower, the rain of golden flowers of contentment upon you. So this is a self-respect. I am a jewel of contentment. I am spreading light everywhere. So jewel is shining, is bright, is brilliant. It's spreading radiance around. So I am that jewel of contentment which is spreading rays everywhere. So taking any self-respect will make the mind calm. What else? Churning of knowledge. In today's Murli also Baba said, keep on churning the knowledge. You will have imperishable happiness. Keep on churning whom you have got. Keep on churning what you have got. Your happiness is unlimited. There was a king in Lydia, Croesus. He had unlimited treasures. The Croesus treasure, Karun, as is mentioned in different scriptures. So Baba said, if you have got that treasure of Karun, that Croesus treasure, so be happy. So keep on churning this knowledge and one will remain peaceful. Because negative thoughts and waste thoughts, they make one peaceless. So it's better to take some point of knowledge and think about it. In today's Murli, Baba also gave the example of Dattatre. He was one yogi in India who had 24 gurus. Baba said, just like Dattatre, you have to inculcate virtues from others. This Dattatre had 24 gurus. One of the gurus was earth. He learned so many things from earth. One of the gurus was the sky. He learned many things from the sky. One of the gurus was this wind. He learned so many things from the wind. So whatever he used to see, he used to make that thing, that person, that place, that animal as his guru and learn from it or that person. So we are, Baba said, you become like Dattatre and try to imbibe virtues from everyone. Whenever you see something new, something special in somebody, something creative, something which you do not have, try to inculcate, try to imbibe, try to understand and practice and make plan that how I will have this virtue. So we should have this Dattatre approach in imbibing virtues. Learn from everyone. For example, one of the gurus of Dattatre is that maiden girl. She was having pestle and potter and she was beating some rice, but she was wearing bangles and her mother had gone out and some guests had come in their house and the guests were sitting in the next room and she was pounding some cereal. So while doing that, her bangles would make noise. So what she did, she took out one bangle and kept. Again she did. Again they were making noise. So she took out another bangle and kept. She kept on doing this. At last, only one bangle remained in each hand, and there was no noise. So Dattatreya said, "This girl is my guru. I have learnt that one should stay alone only. The moment two people are there, there would be some noise." So in this manner, he learned so many things from everyone. So learn from everyone. So churning knowledge is one of the things that makes one peaceful, tranquil, serene. What else? How to remain peaceful?
Apply full stop.
Okay, applying full stop. What else? Something which is practical.
Company.
Yeah, stay in the company of swans. Today's Murli Baba said, avoid the company of storks. There are here people who are storks and there are who are swans. So stay in the company of swans. Stay in the company of highly elevated spiritual minds. Stay in the company of those souls who are intense effort makers. There are some souls who do not know even the ga, a of this knowledge. Few days back, the day before yesterday, Baba said, they don't know what is a single alphabet of this knowledge. So all sorts of souls are here. So imbibe virtue. So stay in the company of elevated souls. Stay in holy company. And what is the holy company in this knowledge? The greatest holy company is the company of the truth. That is the highest God. The greatest satsang is company of God. The greatest satsang, the greatest holy company is the company of great souls of yajna, like all the senior dadis. To stay with them and learn from them. Other greatest elevated company is audio-visual company. Or audio-video, whatever you call it. Listen to some of the old beautiful classes and get transported into that world. Company of nature is very elevated. Company of sacred places, pure places. It elevates the mind. Madhuban or center, these are the elevated places on earth. So go there, stay there, experience. So holy company. What else? What makes the mind more and more peaceful? Something which is action.
Avoid expansion.
Avoiding expansion. Okay, so that means reducing desires. Reducing materialistic, worldly, mundane desires. The one who is filled with many desires of the world, how can he devote time to God and the pursuits which are spiritual? The mind would be engaged in running and hankering after the worldly things, worldly paraphernalia. So reducing the desires, as it is said, the religious mind is the non-ambitious mind. The religious mind is the non-ambitious mind. Ambition means here it relates to worldly ambitions, worldly career, worldly expansion. So religious mind is not interested in this. Religious mind is focused mind. Religious mind is non-ambitious. What is attainment for the world is unattainment for the religious mind. And what is unattainment for the worldly soul is attainment for the religious soul. Worldly souls think this is useless, but for a religious mind, this is the most useful thing. For the religious soul, the worldly things are useless, but for the worldly souls, these are very useful. In today's Murli also, Baba said, you should remove your heart from this world. Don't attach your heart to this world. This is the world of sorrow. This is the world of sorrow. The happiness which is there in the world is not the real. It is artificial. not, in Baba's language, haddi sukh. It is not the real happiness. It is the superficial happiness, even in the path of devotion. So, avoiding expansion. What else? Self-respect. You said what? Self-respect? Yeah. Yeah. Self? Service. Service, yeah. Service, no? Selfless service, yeah. So, service. But that service should be selfless. That service should have the element of soul consciousness, God consciousness, Srimad. And as much selfless as possible. And without the streak of arrogance. Such service makes the mind peaceful. To remain busy is one of the best things in life. In one of the Abhyakta Murlis, Baba had said, to remain khush, to remain happy, is khush kismati, is the sign of fortune. To remain happy means to remain peaceful. What else? How to remain peaceful?
Drills.
Spiritual drills. So keep on performing spiritual drills throughout the day. Some or other drills, some simple drills, that I am the soul and spreading light. I am the soul sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am the soul going out of this body and coming into this body. I am the soul who is detached from this body. Try to remain as much as away from the body consciousness, and automatically peace would descend. The more we are detached from the body, the more peaceful we are. The more we are attached to the body, the more peaceless, restless, restive we become. So peace is associated with this one simple philosophy. The moment we are thinking about body, body and body, we are peaceless. The moment we think about soul, soul and soul, we become peaceful. What else? Okay, self-respect. So what are the different self-respect? Tell at least 10. I am the messenger of peace. I am the incarnation of peace. I am the angel of peace. I am the son of ocean of peace. I am this. Okay, then I am the child of the ocean of peace. What else? I am the peacemaker. I am the peace messenger. I am the peacemaker. I am the incarnation of peace. I am the messenger of peace. I am the Shanti Kund. That is the place of peace establishment. What else? The different self-respects and practicing. I am the incarnation of peace. I have descended on this planet to establish peace. So I am the embodiment of peace. I am the image of peace. So these are the different self-respect. Any one can be taken and churned and reflected and contemplated and practiced. So I am very simple. I am the embodiment of peace. I am spreading peace. I am the image of peace. I am spreading peace. I am the incarnation of peace. I am traveling. In today's Murli, Baba also said, you are travelers. Musafiri. You are travelers. You are doing this travel, this journey, this odyssey. So we are the travelers of peace, the voyagers of peace, the messengers of peace, the incarnations of peace, the peacemakers. Magnet of peace. I am the magnet of peace. I am pulling peace. I am the peace giver. I am the donor of peace. So peace donor, peace giver. I am the one who makes this peaceless world into peaceful world. This world is a peaceless, and it has already been shattered into pieces. So I am the one who gathers the pieces and makes this world all the more peaceful. So, practicing self-respect. What else? What are the things that will make you peaceful? Writing. Take any topic and start scribbling. So, the scribbling business makes one peaceful. Because in writing, you have to become concentrated. For example, if you are given topic, how to establish peace in the world, and you have to submit this topic in some newspaper. So how much focused, how much concentrated you become? Totally zero in on that article. So writing makes one peaceful. What else? Solitude. Okay. Sleeping. Sleeping. Okay. It's better to sleep rather than spreading peacelessness. There was one king in India. Not in India. He had come from outside. Abdali, Nadir Shah. So, once he called one of his ministers and said, what good I should do to the world? He was the most cruel, brutal, murderer, assailant who had come to India and killed so many. The third battle of Panipat with Marathas was with this Abdali, Nadir Shah, and who killed millions. So he called one of the wise men and asked him, what good I should do to the world? The wise man said, better you go to sleep and sleep as much as possible. If you sleep more, the world remains peaceful. So that is the best contribution you can do to the world. So sleep as much as possible. So, today is the day of great meeting with Bab Dada. So, try to remain as much peaceful as possible. That is, as much silent as possible. As much as situated in the cave of introversion. One. Second thing, today's Sakar Murli. Take it, each and every point of it. Churn it multiple times throughout the day so that the mind remains elevated and away from body consciousness. Take different topics, there are so many topics. The treasure of Karun, the unlimited lottery, the unlimited happiness that you have got, the jewel of contentment, how to avoid waste and how to avoid negative, how to remain peaceless, how peaceful, how to become the embodiment of virtues, how to blow virtues into others. There are so many topics from today's Murli. So, first task is silence. Second task is to be done is today's Sakar Murli. The third task to done is keep on remembering Baba multiple times. Invoke him. Express thankfulness for whatever he has given us. And count and remember whatever the attainments that we have got in Brahmin life. Bring in front of your eyes the entire Brahmin life. And what all things I understood, got, where I failed, why I failed, and how should I improve upon. And then evening, there is Avyakta Murli. Try to remain as much focused, as much linked, connected to Baba during Murli. And after Murli, try to find out the date of that Murli and read that Murli before sleeping. Today only. That's an important task to be done. Don't put it on for tomorrow. You will get to know the date of the Murli soon after the Murli. During Murli, sometimes some fortunate souls, not all. But after Murli, definitely you get to know the date. So once you get to know the date, go explore, find, read, go in silence rather than wasting time. And so that before sleeping, today itself, that Murli you should have read. So that tomorrow morning we'll revise it here. So, practice soul consciousness, God consciousness, and analyze complete Brahmin life. The date I took birth till now. What were the ups and downs? What was the graph of spirituality? What heights, what levels, what caliber of spiritual level I have reached? So, that thing to be thought.